This is episode number 2165 of the Who Cares News for Monday, March 7th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Over the weekend, Sharon Osbourne celebrated 20 years since the Osbournes debuted on MTV. 20 years on Instagram. She posted, 20 years ago today, we welcomed your family into our home. Thank you all for being the perfect house guests. In her caption, she goes, the Osbournes first aired on MTV. F, I'm old. Where does the time go? We'd all like to ask that, Sharon. Yeah. OMG.
Every day.
Yeah.
Sharon.
20 years. Man, it's crazy when you think about it.
Freaking fast.
Oh, man. It is time for the Who Cares News. Here's Morgan.
There's no hard feelings between Ryan Seacrest, our favorite, he who's responsible for coup de cane, and ex-Julianne Hough.
There's no hard feelings. Well,
no hard feelings.
I don't think they really had a relationship. I'm just going to put that out.
That is your theory.
You can take that any way you want it. Ryan Seacrest doesn't have a relationship with anybody, I don't think. I think it's all for show.
Him and what's the news guy on... Shoot. ABC?
Who, David Muir?
David Muir.
Yeah.
He doesn't either.
Yeah, you don't think so?
Nope.
Okay. All right.
He is Mr. Business. Kind of like Ryan Seacrest.
And they're all work. No play.
It's just, you know, rumors, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Rumors.
Anywho. So on Friday, Julianne and her brother Derek Hough.
Yeah.
They were on Ryan's radio show.
Okay.
On Kiss FM.
Yeah.
And Ryan's co-hosts were concerned about, you know, some awkwardness.
Some awkwardness
because there might be awkwardness.
They've only been split up for 8 years, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I think it's 8 years.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. Like, maybe not eight, but certainly six or seven.
She's at least got through her 20s.
Well, yeah. Now I think she got through her 20s. That's a good point.
So Ryan goes, Jules.
I mean, didn't she have she had like five relationships since.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
He's had at least... One.
No, he had one. They split up. And then I don't think he's got one right now.
I think he does.
No.
I don't know.
Just split up with the supermodel.
Who really knows? Who does?
You know what? It's so quiet. It's so quiet in the trades when these guys... It's like there's no relationship. If there was a relationship, we'd hear about it. We'd hear so-and-so was seeing so-and-so, and they had PDA at the so-and-such. And we don't hear any of that.
Ryan Seacrest doesn't go out and do PDA.
Ever.
No.
Yeah. No. So I don't buy
it. I mean, even less than Jamie Foxx and...
I don't buy it.
And
Katie Holmes.
Yeah.
They're not together anymore either.
Yeah.
They were never together, but they were together.
So he goes, Jules, just to start, Sissany and Tanya, they've been asking me if this is awkward for me. And I said, not at all.
No, it's not awkward for him.
So Julianne, they don't understand the concept that one can remain friends after a breakup.
All right, whatever.
Well, Tanya has never been friends with an ex, so she doesn't understand
the
concept.
Who's been friends with her ex? Nobody's friends with their ex.
I don't know. I mean, well...
No.
I had a boss I worked for one time, and her and her husband were besties with her ex-husband and his wife.
Ew, that's...
Weird. It happens, but...
It's weirder than Ryan Seacrest.
So Julianne and Derek, they're in an upcoming Oscar special saluting dance and film.
Hey!
So we kind of assume they'll be dancing.
They'll probably be dancing, because they're dancers.
They are very good.
Oh, they're really
good.
But
you know what? See, now I would watch the Oscar salute to dance and film.
Wouldn't that be good?
It would.
That would be good. And he won't talk to Julianne for another 10 years, if they talk
probably
again
not.
Ever. There was never a relationship. It was all for show.
I mean, we know that I've been kind of irritated because stars aren't doing so much, you know, stuff right now.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing
to
really report
on. Really scrape the bottom of the barrel.
Well, we did Ryan Seacrest, so that's scraping.
That's true. I have to scrape to a Kardashian story today, so there you go.
Oh, okay.
Now, everyone's... But here's the reason.
Why is that?
Because everyone's wrapping up Paris Fashion Week tomorrow.
Oh, that's
And everyone's
why.
In Paris, which is why there's very little...
There you
crap
go.
To talk about.
Yeah. They're all hiding out at fashion shows.
Take Kim, for example.
Well, right.
She stepped out in a cat suit made entirely of yellow packing tape and bearing the name of the designer on the tape. And, of course, critics loved it.
Of course they did.
Why?
Well, you know, because it's different. It's new. You wrapped Kim Kardashian in packing tape. I actually like that. Shrink wrap. I mean, that would be fantastic, wouldn't it?
Well, Paris Jackson was the talk of the town.
Oh, Paris Jackson.
She didn't walk the runway.
Okay.
Highlights also went to the Hadid sisters.
Well, you got those guys. Yeah.
And Rihanna
was
there.
They're models.
She was there showing off her little stylish baby bump.
Her stylish baby bumper.
That's all the fashion she needs. And although,
she's big in fashion, too.
Oh, yeah.
She's huge. You know, she's doing her whole line. I mean, it's like, whatever.
I bet Mary Kate and Ashley were there.
I bet they were. And we just didn't know it. Didn't sniff it out.
Maybe they don't feel like they're big enough anymore to, you know.
What's the name of their? Is it Elizabeth James?
Elizabeth James.
And that's after their sister?
Their sister and their brother.
And their brother, right? Okay. Yeah. Elizabeth Olsen's doing just fine on her own, by the way. You know,
she is doing just fine on her own.
She's Wanda and WandaVision, also AKA the Scarlet Witch, and all of the Marvel stuff that's happening now. So she's doing just fine.
And we know
fine.
Once you get a part in a Marvel movie, you have a job for life.
Pretty much. Okay, we'll see how that goes. A lot of people are saying the latest iteration of Marvel is like so-so. But we're not even talking about Marvel. We're talking about Paris Fashion Week.
You are.
How many Paris Fashion Weeks are there? Because it seems like it's always.
I know.
All the time.
There's only two.
Oh, only two a year? Okay.
I don't know if they run on a different calendar because it seems like there's one every other month.
Oh, my God. Yeah, right? It's crazy. But there's Fashion Weeks everywhere.
It's some of the stuff that runs on the runways.
Yeah.
It's freaking weird.
Oh, yeah. Of course it's weird.
So it's, how do they figure this is fashion?
It's because they're trying to impress each other.
And I don't see people on the streets wearing this stuff.
Go watch Devil Wears Prada again, okay? Just go watch it.
No, but they had normal clothes.
By the way, one of the best movies ever made.
It was good.
Why didn't Meryl Streep get an effing Oscar? I don't know. You know who else is high fashion? But she posted something not too long ago. Says, you know, don't pay attention to her looks because looks mean nothing. It's all about work. That is Halle Berry.
Don't pay attention to her looks.
Her looks got her someplace. They just did.
Yeah.
Halle, they just did. But she's not in Paris. I think that's beneath her.
She doesn't run in that crowd.
No, she does not.
The attention. She's not that kind of attention seeker.
No. All right. More Who Cares tomorrow, kids. Have a great day, Ann.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.